Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, January 18. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, it's scarcity that's causing this inflation. Just ahead. Well, are all those extra dollars burning a hole in your pocket? Can't wait to go out and spend all that extra cash? I know it sounds crazy, but that's just where the Federal Reserve Bank thinks you're at. You see, the Fed has announced that it's going to fight inflation that we're locked in by adopting the strategies that are used to fight what's called generally demand-pull inflation. Now, demand-pull inflation, as the name implies, is when aggregate demand in the economy exceeds aggregate supply. It's when you and I, the American consumers, find ourselves flush with cash and want to go out and spend it. So much so that our demand outstrips the amount of merchandise and services that are currently available in the economy. It's a happy confluence of very prosperous workers having generous wages and wanting to spend, spend, spend. Now, anyone who thinks that this is where our country is at today is truly delusional. We are most definitely not a group of free-spending consumers, and we're definitely not swimming in cash. In fact, just the opposite. Cash is getting tight around here as we are forced to meet the constant rising cost of living. And this point is absolutely critical, because the strategy that the Fed is adopting is to fight that excess cash in the system, those fictional dollars that you and I really don't have. By cutting back on liquidity injections and raising interest rates, the Fed is going to make cash harder to come by at just the time that we're going to need a little extra boost. And it's all because the Fed is fighting the wrong dragon, demand-pull inflation. We most definitely do not have inflation driven by too much demand. We have a relatively new form of inflation, although it could be argued that it's akin to the old oil embargo of the 1970s. What we have today is a supply issue, an issue driven by outside our borders, outside our own economy. We all know what has caused this current inflation. It's the supply chain, combined with the lingering effects of last year's economic lockdown. Store shelves are emptying out. The price of food and energy is literally skyrocketing. And it's not because we all decided to eat more or fill up the gas tank more often. In fact, it's likely just the opposite. Many of us are trying to cut back, living within our means. We're not pushing up our demand and thereby increasing inflation. And yet the future path of the Fed in tightening money will likely fall on our shoulders. No, the supply chain and economic lockdown are what has created the scarcity problem, and the scarcity is leading to higher prices, and thereby this inflation. Scarcity is literally everywhere we look, from the Chinese goods stuck out in sea because our ports have not caught up from the COVID lockdown, to the farmers who had to waste milk, eggs, livestock, and perishable items because stores and shipping were in quarantine. To the anti-energy policy of the Biden administration, it has been an orchestration of scarcity, cutting back vitally needed goods, and again, it is this lack of supply which has led to these higher prices. In an interesting quirk of fate, it won't be long before we see if this current action of the Fed is the monumental mistake that I think it is. Last night, China announced their central bank, instead of tightening, was going to lower interest rates, and the gasp heard in Washington and across Europe was palpable. This is exactly the opposite strategy that the U.S. and Europe are now taking. Granted, China's current inflation rate is a mere fraction of that of the U.S., but if our hypothesis is correct, and the problem is scarcity, then perhaps the greater advantage for China is the fact that their economy is export-driven and much less reliant on imports for their day-to-day standard of living. An additional note, What goods that the Chinese do need to import, such as food and coal, they've been stockpiling for at least the last 2 or 3 years. Perhaps the Chinese have seen the supply issue and addressed it directly. So to me, these rising prices that we're now seeing are a direct result of scarcity. It's the lack of supply. And there's no monetary policy that exists that will address a lack of supply. Now, as we said, over the weekend, China announced some interesting economic results. The headline number was their fourth quarter GDP results, which came in at a rather tepid number for the fourth quarter at only 1.6% for the last quarter of 2021. Now, this gave China a 4% growth rate for the entire year. But to me, the most interesting part of the reports was the surprising strength in the Chinese consumer spending. We've read a great deal about how the Chinese are going back into lockdown, and yet this report shows retail sales up a very respectable 1.7% for that last quarter in 2021. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll get the latest report from the New York Fed on manufacturing in the Empire State. Surprisingly, analysts are expecting to see a fairly significant drop in the Big Apple's manufacturing number. We'll also get the results from the National Association of Home Builders, and this report is expected to show that new homes continue on their strong ways. Now, in earnings today, we'll continue to see the big financial companies reporting. Leading off will be the Bank of America, then Goldman Sachs, Charles Schwab, and Bank of New York Mellon. And that's the value side for this Tuesday, January 18. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.